until 11, Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
And we say a very good morning to program technical commentator Trent Geddes. Trent, good morning.
Morning, Mitchell.
And you'll be very pleased to know that I'm holding in my hand a new iPhone 6 Plus that just came yesterday.
Ah, you've gone for the bigger phone.
Yes, it's incredible. I've still got the iPhone 5 that I'm still carrying around just while I'm migrating everything over, but it's incredible to see them side by side. It's a massive difference.
And I bet you look at the smaller phone and you go, wow, that thing is tiny. Now you've been looking at a bigger screen.
Yeah, I know. How did I read things off that phone? But yes, it's a revolution. But, you know, they talk about it taking up a lot of space in your pocket and that sort of thing. But I'm carrying two phones around, so it's taking up even more space at the moment, but hoping to resolve that soon. But incidentally, speaking about Apple products, the iPod is celebrating a birthday of some sorts, isn't it?
Yeah, in the last week, the Apple iPod has celebrated its 13th birthday. Around this time in 2001, it was the date that the former CEO, the late Steve Jobs, he basically unveiled the device, which at the time was a hard drive-based digital music player, which they ended up naming an iPod to a small crowd at the keynote conference.
Yes, I remember that, actually.
Yeah, it was actually Apple's first time into digital music players. And they'd released it shortly after the first version of iTunes was available for the Mac.
Yes. I remember at that conference, he was saying he was holding up the iPod and he said it's thinner than a deck of cards.
And he never imagined what they were going to create after that. Really?
But, yeah, nowadays, if you had a technical device that's like a deck of cards, you wouldn't get away with it, would you?
No. And it's just amazing some of the bits and pieces in terms of information that have come from the device over time. You know, they've done five models and had five generations of each model over time. Each product's evolved over at least 5 years. The name iPod wasn't necessarily original, but they were able to buy the trademark. And the idea of calling it an iPod came from the fact that it was a white device, and it reminded the person who came up with the name an EVA pod from the movie 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Ah, okay, there you go. So that's what the inspiration was for the name. But it's a bit sad because if you're a bit nostalgic, they don't actually make the classic iPod anymore, even though no one's buying it, I understand.
No, sales have gone down, so they've dropped it. You can only get the Shuffle, Nano and Touch now, which is a bit of a shame if you actually want some larger storage space, which you just don't get in those smaller units.
Yes, I think my new iPhone 6 Plus has 128 gigabytes, which is fantastic. But you just can't get that with a lot of those iPods now. And looking at apps for your phone, I can see that Commonwealth Bank, they've come out with a new app, is that right, with some new security features?
They've come up with some new updates for their application. They've kind of been a bit of a leader in the digital development for banking products in the last few years. So their latest innovation, which you can download an update for if you've got the app already and you are a Commonwealth Bank customer, it's for iOS and Android. It essentially allows you to set some security features on your account, like you can set limits on the amounts that you've drawn from the account, restrictions to remove international transactions, that's both in-person internationally or actually online purchases. And also the great feature that has been introduced most recently is the misplaced card temporary lock. So, you know, you'll find sometimes you just misplace your wallet somewhere in the house and you think, oh no, I've got to go and cancel all these cards and, you know, get them reordered and everything. You can put a temporary lock on your card, so essentially you can go and see whether you can try and find it. And if you do find it, you can turn that lock off again.
Yeah, that's fantastic, because normally, as you said, you'd have to cut up the card if you lost it. Oh, not yeah. Well, you've actually lost it, haven't you? So you can't cut it up. But you'd have to cancel it, I suppose.
Yeah, you do have to cancel it and reorder it. And, you know, if you've only temporarily lost the card, well, the idea of reordering is a pain. They've also taken away the need to contact or go into the banks to do the reordering as well. The reordering can be done from the application itself.
Yes, okay. And I do see also this new technological way of travelling with your luggage. There's this new case which pretty much has all these cool technological features like security and GPS tracking. What's that case called?
Yeah, being the tech guy that I am, you know, when I do go travelling, I don't really like the idea of packing stuff into a standard old case and having no way of knowing where it's going and how you know, protected it is. So I was stumbling across some tech innovations on these crowdfunding websites that are around these days. Basically, people put up a product, and if people think it's a good thing, well, they just contribute to the project. And
yes.
the end product is you get a product which a person's developed, and you've been able to help them get the product developed a lot quicker than the usual cycle. So this travel case, it's called Blue Smart, and it's essentially, it's got a, like a little computer chip in it that's got GPS tracking and Bluetooth functionality. So you can download an application for your phone and do all sorts of neat things with it. Like the top handle has a scale in it. So you can weigh your luggage before you actually leave home, and you don't have to, you know, stuff about. There's a digital lock on it, so you can control the locking of your case with your phone application, but it also has a manual key lock as a backup source. I do believe there's charging features in there, so if your phone's going dead, you can plug it into your case and have a bit of a charger.
That's awesome, yeah.
Yeah, for the security features, it has proximity and GPS tracking, so you can ensure that the baggage handlers are sending your case in the right direction. And, you know, if you're waiting for it on the old...
conveyor belt?
Conveyor belts, that's it. Yeah, on the conveyor belts, you can use the proximity sensor to work out where it is, rather than just looking at all the cases and going, is that one mine? And, you know, they're not losing the function of a nice, strong case with all this digital stuff. They've actually got multiple layers of polycarbonate to protect your goods inside, and also waterproof zippers to prevent damages that you get, you know, from thrashings and soakings along the way.
Well, I might have to get one of those. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Trent. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Thank you. Trent Geddes there. And you can find out all his posts about the technical world at trent.net.au. Really good website with lots of blog posts. But the thing that annoys me about domestic flying is that anyone could walk in off the street into the baggage claim hall and just take your bags, because there's no security or anything. So that GPS tracking sounds fantastic. I'd love to get one of those cases with all the technological innovations.